perspective. Our next speaker is Liz Schwarte, who is a program manager and research associate at Samuels & Associates here in California. And she likewise works with the Healthy Eating Active Communities Project, as well as the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program, which is an interesting acronym. But she's going to be talking to us today about senior nutrition programs, and we look forward to what she has to say. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be here with you in San Diego, and also to be on a panel with several colleagues and collaborators, Margot, Wendy, and also Alyssa. And I'm going to be presenting findings today from a senior nutrition evaluation that Samuels & Associates conducted in Santa Clara County in California. So we're going to be moving to the other end of the age spectrum with this presentation. But particularly as I listened to Margot's presentation, I was reminded about how similar many of the issues and challenges are that face child nutrition programs and nutrition programs for older adults, issues of reimbursement, of lack of access, stigma, and that the most vulnerable populations are often having access to the least nutritious foods. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So let me first begin then with some acknowledgements and then give you a little bit of background on the research that we conducted in 2007. This research was funded by the Council on Aging, which is actually a nonprofit organization in Santa Clara County, and it serves as the local AAA, or also known as the Area Agency on Aging, in collaboration with the Health Trust, which is a foundation that manages the warm home-delivered meal program. And then I'd also like to thank and acknowledge my colleagues at Samuels & Associates who conducted this research with me. And the research was commissioned by the Council on Aging for the purpose of determining whether the needs of older adults, defined as seniors 60 and over, were being met through two programs, the Congregate Meal Program and the Home Delivered Meal Program. And for those of you who are not as familiar with the world of aging and nutrition, these two programs were authorized by the Older Americans Act, which is also an act that is reauthorized every 5 years approximately. And through Title III, funding for these programs flows from the federal government into local agencies, and those local agencies then supplement that funding with pretty much any money that they can find, either from foundations, from cities and counties, to support those programs. So I'll be discussing the Congregate Meal Program and the Home Delivered Meal Program today. And for those of you who are not as familiar with our state, Santa Clara County is a very large urban county in the southern part of the San Francisco Bay Area. It is known for Silicon Valley, so it is both a very wealthy county and at the same time a very impoverished county. So let's begin with a little bit of background on the Congregate Meal Program in this county. At the time that we conducted this evaluation, there were 38 program sites, and according to fiscal data from 2005-2006 that was provided by the Council on Aging, there were over 13,000 participants who were served through these programs. Just to give you a little bit of a snapshot of the ethnicity and age of participants in this program, you can see that about 50% or half of the participants in the Congregate Meal Program are Asian, followed by about 31% Caucasian and then 14% Hispanic. And when we look at age in these programs, we see that about 36% are in the 76 and above category, and then about 35 that are lower and younger in age. So looking at the home-delivered meal program, in Santa Clara County, there are actually two home-delivered meal programs. So one is called the Frozen Home-Delivered Meal Program that is administered by the county, and then we have a warm home-delivered meal program that is, as I mentioned, managed by the Health Trust, and they're responsible for the hot meals only. And then for in terms of participation, there were over 2,000 participants in these programs in the fiscal year 2005 to 2006. Here, another look at participation by race. You'll see that the Caucasian participation in the home-delivered meal program is quite a bit higher than we saw for the congregate meal program at 57%, followed by 22% Hispanic and 14% Asian. And there's also a difference in age between the home-delivered meal program and the congregate meal program. You'll see that the participants in these programs, not surprisingly, because they tend to be homebound seniors, that 34% fell into the 85 and over age category. So unfortunately today I don't have time to share findings from all of our methodologies, but it was a multi-method evaluation, and I'm just going to be sharing highlights from the highlighted items here. I've already shared some findings from our background data collection, which included a review of secondary data sources and a literature review. I'll be sharing some findings from the focus groups that were conducted with participants, and then also from a stakeholder survey that was done with a variety of participants to really look at policy and practice issues around these programs. So from our analysis of secondary data, I know that this is a little hard to see. There are many different colors and many lines coming together. But the main point here is that by the year 2050, there will be no ethnic majority of the three largest groups that I just discussed. So Caucasian, the Latino population, and the Asian group. So we really are anticipating increasing ethnic diversity and a growing senior population in Santa Clara County. We included here a few findings from the California Health Interview Survey, also known as the CHIS, since the theme of this panel today is around vulnerable populations. And I think that these findings really demonstrate that seniors are isolated and vulnerable in Santa Clara County. In response to that survey, we learned that one-fifth of the county's older adults lack somebody in their home or in their community who can help them when they have special needs or when they're sick. And that half of Santa Clara County's older adult population do not get the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And then finally, that there is also an issue around hunger, and that one-fifth of Santa Clara County's older adults have difficulty affording food. So the focus groups were held with participants in these congregate meal programs. We did hold one focus group in Spanish, and then we also conducted one non-participant focus group because we wanted to learn, well, why are folks who would be eligible for the program not participating in the program? And we conducted these in seven sites that were very diverse in terms of the ethnicity served, the age of the participants, and where the congregate meal program was located. And we learned that overall, participants in these programs are really quite satisfied with the programs. And they pointed to a number of conditions supporting or leading to their satisfaction in the programs, including the tone that was set or the environment that was created by the congregate meal program manager. And they also noted that the primary reason for going to these programs was socialization. And that was a little bit of a surprise to us initially in conducting the research. And we learned that many come to these programs for other reasons. So they are not coming just for the meal or the socialization, but because it might be based in a community center or in a church where there are other activities going on. Looking at the responses from the non-participants, they felt that there were a number of reasons why they were either not personally attending or why they felt that more seniors were not attending these programs. And that included that they felt that there needed to be more choice, that the meals needed to be lighter and healthier, That the time that the meal was served was often too early, that they would prefer to eat a little bit later in the day, and that they really valued a more peaceful lunch environment rather than an environment where there's a lot of singing and music and so on. And we think that this reflects that the senior population has changed quite a bit since these programs were originally authorized. There's more awareness around healthy eating, and senior schedules have also really changed. They may, in fact, be holding down part-time jobs. So moving on to the stakeholder surveys, and these were conducted with interviewees at the local, state, and national level. So for just the time being, I'm not going to be talking only about the programs in Santa Clara County, but about the two programs in general. And we conducted 23 interviews by phone and asked these respondents about the benefits and challenges of the program and also what some of the barriers were to accessing these programs. And as I mentioned previously, one of the key findings was really that these programs need to adapt to a different senior population that has different expectations around nutrition, and also a senior population that is increasingly diverse ethnically and in terms of age. So the program is actually eligible to any senior over 60, so, you know, an age that many of us today would consider to be fairly young. And there was the comment made that one size does not fit all in these programs. So in terms of some of the influences on the quality of the meals, the respondents mentioned that they felt that a meal that is cooked on site is preferable, and other studies have also shown that people generally prefer a more home-cooked meal that is available, that is prepared on site. Funding, you know, as we all would expect, is a major issue. Staff, both retaining them and paying staff adequately for the work that they do, and then also cultural appropriateness of the meals. And then just very quickly, the administrative changes recommended by these interviewees tended to focus on bureaucracy of running these programs and the excessive paperwork that many of the programs have to complete in order to receive funding. With the congregate meal program, the financial issues that emerged in these interviews is that the funding is just not keeping pace, and that's really at two levels. There's first the growing senior population, that more and more people potentially need to be served, but also that there's very little funding available to do anything beyond, you know, the usual business, that there's very few resources available for any type of innovation or offering more fruits and vegetables in the programs. So just a couple of slides on the home-delivered meal program. Here, the perception among our interviewees was that the needs, again, are basically being met by the program, but that there is a lot of room for improvement. And that despite that, that the program really serves an essential function, and that is the only type of nutrition that is offered to seniors who have no one to cook for them, who are homebound for other reasons. So in that sense, it's a critical program. And some of the challenges to participating in these programs that they identified, again, these really varies from county to county, but were waiting lists in some communities, the cost of the meal, the amount that the participant is asked to contribute to the meal, stigma about participating, or in even some cases, just lack of awareness in the community that the program even exists. And again, similar issues around coordination, in particular, wanting more coordination between the congregate meal program and the home-delivered meal program so that there can be more of a transition between those two programs as the condition of the participant improves. Okay, just a couple of findings from Santa Clara County that we culled from the research. What is very unusual and special about Santa Clara County is that their participation in the congregate meal program is actually increasing. And this is not the trend nationally by any means. And they are also recognized for their special emphasis on providing meals that are ethnically appropriate. So they've been very successful in attracting seniors. Also in Santa Clara County, the county itself is a major funder of these programs, and this is seen as both a benefit that there's such a high level of accountability and engagement in the programs, but also as a potential deficit should, you know, funding dry up more in the future. So in conclusion then, just a couple of comments. We learned that low-income seniors in Santa Clara County are actually at risk for poor nutrition, that overall the programs are perceived as meeting nutrition and socialization needs of older adults, that we all benefit from these programs in that they provide not only nutrition opportunities but socialization opportunities, that rising costs are a barrier to improving these programs, but that the private sector may have a role to play in promoting innovation in these programs. And I'd actually like to just add one last bullet, and that is that we, as the public health community, also have the opportunity to advocate for changes and improvements in these programs whenever the OAA comes up for reauthorization. So thank you so much. Here's my contact information if you have any questions.
Thank you very much. Well, I didn't realize there was such a height difference. Anyway, sometimes I don't think about myself as being short.